First ball from the northern end, and Cowan pushes firmly forward and almost through the lanky Sharma down there at mid-on. In goes Zahir Khan, and Warner's back, and he turns it fine down towards the boundary. It's bumping along on this beautiful turf, and they come for two, and they turn for a third run. Well run. Warner off the mark on a neat leg glance. Yadav, a good strike bowler. Might bleed a few boundaries here and there, but he does knock fellas over. And he's moving into bowl to Cowan. His first ball's a full toss, and he says, thank you, and caresses it through cover, and it rolls away to the boundary for four. That was a lolly. And Cowan's off the mark. Showing him some respect, aren't they, as he pitches up, and he's hit in the air for four, straight back over the bowler's head. It hits the turf, and it's not going to make it. They're going to have to run these. It's going to pull up a metre from the boundary down the ground. They have three, and the throw comes in. They're taking the fourth run. All run on the lob wedge from Warner.
I've never seen it. I reckon Phil Collins is captaining out there. They're dead set swap for each other. And the English singers out there captaining India, it's unbelievable how he got through. So he's got off spin on after one over of pace.
He has captained India in a few tests.
Yeah.
And he hasn't lost one yet.
No. Is that right?
I think he's
this could
three.
Work, but it may not work.
Here's a short ball. Pulled away by Cowan. And pulled with some delight to the boundary at deep square, in front of square towards mid-wicket and away to the chapel stand.
None for 26. Warner defends a ball on the stumps. He's hit on the pad. Shout for LB. He's gone. LBW. That might have been slipping down leg side, but there's no review, and Warner is out. LBW for 8. And India have broken through, 1 for 26.
One of the great captains, Birendra Sehwag. So I didn't see that.
Ashwin flights it and bowls him. Straight through him. And Marsh has failed again. And as Sean Marsh departs, he might be departing for a little while longer. 2 for 31.
Ashwin finds the laneway to liquidation. Marsh's test career is on the line now. He's got one innings to survive. And that was a straight delivery. Marsh has played all around it. He can't believe he's been bowled.
And it's down the leg side, and it's flicked away for four. Yadav just lost the line. And Ponting picked him off with a flick to fine leg. No one at home there, because Ishant is at backward square. And the security man down there does a good bit of fielding. And after it hit the rope, Australia 2 for 53 with that boundary. Goes back and edges through the slips for four. Runs down to the boundary for four. And the score is 2 for 57. That was a false shot.
Yadav bowls. Pulled by Ponting. Oh, great shot by Ricky for four.
There is that instinctual stroke.
Yadav bowls outside the off stump. What a shot to the offside. Ponting. He's given us two pearlers in one over. Ishant bowls, and Ponting misses one. It darted back at him and went between bat and pad. Well bowled at 142.
Bowling fuller. He's gone into the Ishant Sharma, 4 wickets at 81. Suddenly he's bowling at least a foot fuller than he has in the three previous tests. And he's hitting the seam.
Ashwin bowls again, and Ponting goes into the sweep shot. He's hit it in front of square for four. Well, he reached out for it. It wasn't a classical sweep shot that you sort of tap away and play it behind square. So I'm told you've been auditioning for a spot in Australia's Big Bash T20 side.
I've been netting with my eldest son. Yeah, I know I'm going all right, but I'm 62. Any
that's
interest?
All right. No, that's all right. If you look at the curve, Steve Smith, 22, yeah. Brad Hogg, 40. Next point will be okay, 62.
62!
So if you're going, it's in the right frame.
Oh, thank you, mate. It's very kind of you to suggest it, but...
Glad Grimmett was around, you might have thought of him.
And I did play with John Inverarity, so...
Did you?
Yeah.
Once again, and it's driven to cover. Has he taken the catch? Yes, he has! VVS Lakshman completes the catch. Cowan drove that ball and was in the air briefly. And VVS Lakshman, the man everyone thought should retire, has taken a very good catch at cover. And that is indeed the pole that Kerry O'Keefe was talking about. That was prodigiously flighted. And Lakshman's taken a catch that's meant to be taken at this level. and Ashwin picks up a second wicket. So Cowan is the batsman gone, and he's just taking a look at this at the replay as he goes. He's gone for 30. It's 84 for 3.
So we've got Yadav in from the river end. He bowls a ball that Clark wheels away off his hip, knocking it down to backward square, fine leg. So Yadav away from this river end is clipped off his toes as he went for the Yorker, and Ponting's knocked it into the gap at square, and he collects another test half century. He's gathering the runs very efficiently in this series. He acknowledges the applause. 91 minutes of batting, 69 balls and 7 boundaries. The remorseless Ricky Ponting. He's on 10. Here comes Yadav to bowl. It's short and he pulls him away for 4. Ooh, that was a gift. It was short, it sat up and had hit me written all over it. And Yadav's going to do that. He needs to have a little bit more oomph in his bowling. Now, around the wicket, a ball that's flashed away by Clark to backward square. It's going quickly and it's not saved out there. Yadav screaming around the boundary in front of that very attractive new stand. And he did the work, but he couldn't finish it off. His hand deflected the ball, and it went into the boundary.
As Zahir bowls, it's down the leg side. It's flicked away by Clark. It should run down to the boundary for 4. It's slowing up, as it has a couple of times already today. But it was so far away from Umesh Yadav, who was fielding at backward square, that the boundary was always on. So Australia putting up a good partnership here. Clark's 30. Ponting has looked largely untroubled in his 62. And Australia 144 for 3, with these two having come together with a score on 84. So we've put on 60 already.
A lot of other places.
Now that's played on the rise and for 4. He clipped that superbly as Ishan Sharma gave Ponting a bit of width, and he took it on the rise and hit it hard, wide of Gambier and out to the boundary at point. Here comes Sharma to bowl, and he's chasing it and he gets 4. Was straight to first slip, and there's no first slip. Clark threw his bat at that. It was a wild shot. It was a loose shot. It should have gone straight to first slip, but there's no slip. He's at third slip, and that's the risk you take when you spread the field like that. Slipping a short leg and a short mid wicket, and a big hit from Clark. He's gone over the top. 1, 2, yes, one bounce across the rope. That was 6 on most grounds in the country, but in Adelaide it's still a very good 4 that brings up the captain's 50. The captain and the old pro are going well in this partnership. And Clark, with 2 distinguished strokes, a pull and a drive, gets a half century.
Ishan Sharma bowls to Ponting, who drives and doesn't time it too well. He's hit quite a few at the bottom of the bat today, and he'll take a single to the left of Ashwin.
Good change of pace from Sharma. It was just a little bit full. It was the off-cutter, and just driving on the up. Might have got a catch at cover if it had been a little bit short, but excellent partnership by Ponting and Clark, 100 up, and
110 minutes, 160 balls, 100 of the partnership.
Good pace, isn't it?
It is. Clark drives the next one. He beats Gambier at point. Will run away for 4. That was a crisp square drive from Michael Clark, who's gone on to 54. I'll tell you one thing: these two Australian batsmen are good at is taking the tempo up suddenly. Suddenly shifting one gear up. He's on the front foot to a ball that was short of a length, and he hit it hard into the turf, and that's what got Gautam Gambhir a bit late on the dive. So Clark goes up to 54, Ponting is 82, and Australia were 98 for 3 at lunch. Now gone on to 188, so the 90 for no loss. Ashwin bowls, and down the wicket comes Ponting, and hits it in the air, and will bounce slowly into the boundary at long off. No, it won't. It'll stop there. It'll stop. No, it just hits the rope. Oh, it was one of those cruel boundaries that told the fielder, listen, stretch those hamstrings a little bit. Zahir Khan was at mid-off, but it required Yadav from mid-on to come running because Zahir wasn't quite chasing it in a hurry. And it only just slithered over the rope. So a boundary to Ponting. As Clark goes off the back foot and cuts in front of point for 4. Made a lot of room. It was pushed through by Ashwin. And he jumped on the back foot. He sends the opportunity like all good batsmen do. And would have been a couple of stumps outside leg stump when he made contact. Ashwin bowls, and it's cut away again in front of point for 4. He's I don't think there's much nip of the track for him, and Clark is, the moment the ball is pitched slightly short, he's off the back foot and punching it square for another boundary. So two in that over. Ashwin bowls to Clark, who's down the wicket, and this time hitting it in the air through the offside. Two bounces, third into the boundary for four. Oh, he's enjoying this, and he's using his feet well. And we've seen a complete range of footwork here. On two occasions, he dropped back on the third. He charged down and hit it against the turn, if any, there was any at all, and hit it over cover for four. So he gallops up to 67, ponding 88.
Down the wicket. Here comes Clark. Lofting. Big. Long. Six. It's a six. He's hit Sehwag straight back over his head for a big six. Around the wicket. Zahir is nudged away by Clark. Out behind point. There's a couple of runs here. And Tendulkar just trawls around the boundary down there. Clark to 87. The 150 partnership in 144 minutes. The last 50 of them in 54 balls. So 214 balls in 144 minutes.
A baking sun at the Adelaide Oval. 36 degrees. This is short. Pointing paddles it down towards fine leg. It won't be his 100 just yet, but they'll come back for two. 98. Sehwag bowls again, over pitches, and Ponting drives wide of mid-off. Just a single, he's 99. Zahir looks the most likely. Ponting on 99, he bowls, and Ponting plays it through point for four, and that's 100. Now the bat's raised, and he gives it the big yahoo. Test match century 41 for Ricky Ponting in just 164 balls with 11 fours. Helmet off, waves to the dressing room, waves to all corners of the Adelaide Oval, and gets a big congratulatory hug from Michael Clark. Gee, that means a lot to Ricky Ponting, because he was written off, he was gone, but he's added two more centuries to when most people would have had him out of the side. Yadav bowls, short. Oh, and it's just, I can't describe that. It is lofted over mid on wide, it's gone for four. It was a half drive, a half pull. It's gone to cow corner. It was a cow shot.
Yeah, it was a controlled cow.
Yadav bowls, and Clark plays it down towards third man. This might be it. It's not the fastest outfield I've ever seen, and it's going to get to the rope. Successive boundaries bring up 100 for Michael Clark. Kisses the emblem on his helmet. Waves the bat to the dressing room and all around the ground. 133 balls, 14 fours and 1 6 for Michael Clark. He's already got a triple century in the series, and he might be on the way to another biggie here.
Ishan Sharma gets the ball, and Clark has punched the first one behind point for four. He rolled on top of the ball. It was short, it was coming up at him, and he just got on top of the bounce and played it beautifully down to backward point.
Here he comes again, and he bowls, and it's outside the offside. Clark has split it away on the offside for four again. Ashwin is a fielder there in the deep, but he took a bit of time moving. So another boundary, he's got his field on the onside. The ball is heading in that area. Three for 284 now. 200 of the partnership comes up in 3 hours. They're making up for time. Almost like an engine driver who started off late and has got to reach the destination on time.
Ashwin again floats it up, and it's lofted down the ground over mid-off, and that's four. Ponting one big stride, got to the pitch. Thank you very much. Round the wicket. Oh, down the ground goes Clark. What a shot. He jumped at down the wicket at him and lofted him straight for four.
Here we go with the Ishan Sharma, and it's in the air, and did he get a hand to it?
Full stretch, got a hand to it,
and that ball will just get into the boundary now. Third man, it did produce the outside edge, and Ishan Sharma is looking and saying, is there justice in the world, can I meet a lawyer, because he hasn't had any right through the series. Yeah. It's the end of another day that things haven't quite gone their way.
A summer of discontent.